This is North Sound One's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, as ever, Andrew Shiney, and also it's a welcome to Phil McDonald. And Phil, if I could start with you, it has been an odd week.
Very much so. I think yesterday's news probably wasn't what the mass majority of fans were expecting, but very welcome all the same. I think most people had resigned themselves to the fact that Derek McInnes was probably going to at least speak with Rangers and then probably take the job. But as the gaffer said himself, he's got a job to do here and let's let him do it.
And Andrew, realistically, why would he give up what he's got? That's the point that Derek made, to go to somewhere where really the future is not only uncertain, you know that something odd is going to happen.
Absolutely.
On almost a daily basis.
Absolutely, Dave. And, you know, I must admit, I didn't think he was going to go because I thought there's such a turmoil at Ibrox that he wouldn't want to get involved in that. Having to work under a director of football with an absentee chairman, with a board that seems totally divided, with all sorts of financial problems. And I just felt that, as you said, why would he want to walk away from what he has at Aberdeen? He's got a great relationship with Stuart Milne, but the longer it dragged on, you did feel he might go. I was hearing lots of people tell me he's gone, but he hasn't. He's still here.
It was actually done a week past Thursday at the Dakota Hotel in Edinburgh. Apparently, I got told that as well.
Yes,
well, that was it. It was all done and dusted before we played Rangers, you know. And it's all a Machiavellian plot that was going to make sure that when he arrived at Ibrox, they were in second place, which they are at the moment, but not for long.
Well, that means, of course, that Graham Murty continues in interim charge of Rangers. They had their press conference today. Let's hear what Graham Murty said.
I didn't think I'd be sitting here today, but I am. I said exactly the same to the players. We have no excuses going forward. This is the reality of the situation. We deal with it, we move on. Listen, if an outstanding candidate becomes available tomorrow and the board choose to take a different direction, I'll be beholden to them and go and do exactly as they see fit. I never thought I would be here for this game, but then I didn't think I would get the game against Hearts and Murrayfield. So it's my job only to make sure the players concentrate on what they can control. Something was expected to happen, it hasn't happened. I'm not going to come out and condemn someone for not taking this role. I'm not going to come out and praise them for seeing the contract out. The reality of the situation is someone has made a decision not to come to the football club. I respect that decision, and we have to respect our players' rights to prepare properly for the game tomorrow and make sure we take care of that, because everything else is just speculation.
And he just couldn't bring himself to mention Derek's name, could he?
No, not really. It's almost like it's become a taboo subject at Ibrox already. Nobody seems to want to resign themselves to the fact that Derek chose Aberdeen, not Rangers. And, I mean, let's face it, Andrew, you touched on it. There is a lot of background noise in Ibrox that, you know, do you really want to step into that if you're Derek McInnes? And, you know, as you say, great relationship with the chairman.
Well,
I think
the statement that came out of Ibrox last night was so disrespectful towards both Aberdeen Football Club and towards Derek McInnes. Whoever sanctioned that statement really needs to look at themselves, because this overwhelming sense of entitlement that still pervades the air at Ibrox, they're not the massive club that they once were. They're a laughing stock now, quite frankly, and until such time as they get themselves sorted out, they will continue to be a subject of ridicule.
Yep, well, as we've been saying, most people, I think, by yesterday afternoon, including myself, and I work at the club, thought that Derek was on his way. But one man who, right from the word go, said he was going to go to Rangers is a man you can hear on North Sound One on a Sunday morning. He's a big Hearts fan. It's Ewan Cameron. Good evening, Ewan, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Phil. Hello, Dave.
How are you doing?
Not bad. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. How are you?
Andrew, actually, see, before we have this conversation, I'm actually surprised you're speaking to me, Andrew.
Was I one of the people that blocked you on Twitter?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Me and millions of others, I think it was.
Yeah. So I was surprised when I was checking out the Twitter today, all three of you. And I noticed you'd blocked me from seeing your Twitter page and also from tweeting you, which I have to say, Andrew, I think is quite childish.
Yeah, I would endorse that. Yeah, very childish. But Ewan, he hasn't gone. He's staying with Aberdeen. Surprised?
Well, like you said, I think we're all surprised. I mean, I got wind of Rangers' interest in Derek McInnes as early as the summer, because Pedro Caixinha's job at Rangers before the start of the new season was already in doubt, and there are people at Rangers who had their doubts about Pedro Caixinha, but they had to back their man because he'd only been in the club a few months. But there was already rumblings that should it not work out with Pedro Caixinha, that Derek McInnes would be the number one choice. And I tweeted that before the start of the season. Once the season got underway and Pedro Caixinha was struggling, I continued to tweet that Rangers would at some point before Christmas make an approach for Derek McInnes, because I didn't see Caixinha lasting that long at Ibrox. Turns out he got sacked after the Motherwell defeat in the semi-final of the League Cup. I then tweeted that Derek McInnes would be the number one target, and that I would fully expect Derek McInnes to take the Rangers job. Now, there's two things that has clearly happened here from everything that I've been tweeting since the summer. One, that Derek McInnes was Rangers' number one target. True. Two, Derek McInnes wanted the Rangers job. True. Now, what has transpired from Derek McInnes going away for those 2 days to making the decision not to go to Ibrox, your guess is as good as mine. So everything up to Derek McInnes actually taking the job came true. And you all expected it. Even the Don supporters together chairman, Scott Barclay, said just yesterday afternoon, hours before McInnes decided to stay at Pittodrie, that Derek's position at Aberdeen was untenable. Now, that was the Don supporters together chairman yesterday afternoon. Now, why did he say that? I'll tell you why he said that. Because Scott, like me, like yourself, you all expected Derek to go. You thought he was a goner, so he was clear on what he thought, made it clear that his position at Aberdeen was untenable. And when he made the decision to stay at Aberdeen, that put Scott Barclay in a really difficult position. So much so that he's now come out and said just hours later that Aberdeen support should forgive and forget, and we must get behind him, and that he's our guy. I mean, that all this is quite staggering. So I know you probably got me on here to have a laugh at my prediction, but we all thought Derek was gone. He didn't go. Why, we don't know.
Well, you're right about one thing. We did actually get you on to have a laugh at your expense. tweeted a while ago, McInnes wants the job and Gers want him, from your account. Do you stand by that?
No, well, I think the last 48, 72 hours proves that. Rangers made their official approach earlier this week. Derek McInnes went away to think about it. Derek McInnes wanted the Rangers job. Derek McInnes wanted to replace Pedro Caixinha.
So why isn't he Rangers manager?
Sorry?
Why isn't he going to become Rangers manager now?
Well, you're asking the same question that we all want the answer to. You don't know the answer, neither do I. You just said to me at the start of this conversation that you believe that Derek McInnes would be the Rangers manager. So you were in as much shock as me, as Dave, and Andrew, and
no,
I have never said that
I thought he would go. I thought he was going to stay, because the longer it went and the more he thought about the mess that he was going to go into at Ibrox, Derek is a guy who likes to be in control of things. If he went to Ibrox, there's no control anywhere that anyone has, as far as I can see. So I really didn't think that he was daft enough to take that. He's come out and said that he didn't want to tarnish the reputation that he's built up at Aberdeen with the club, with the staff, with the fans, and he just took the common sense view. I don't want to get involved with that. I'm staying here where I am.
Well, fair play to you, Andrew. You're one of the very few that thought like that. I mean, everyone was of the opinion that Derek McInnes would be the Rangers manager. And Derek did want the job, and I don't care what you say, I don't care what Derek McInnes says, he ultimately went away to think about becoming the Rangers manager.
You don't care what Derek says?
No, not in the
That's
sense
extremely
that...
extremely disrespectful to the man,
no,
surely.
No, it's not being disrespectful, because Derek obviously went away. Now, did he not have 6 weeks to put this to bed? Every media conference, he could have come out and said, like what Scott Barclay has said on numerous occasions, he had numerous opportunities to say, look, I'm not interested in the Rangers job. I'm happy
he was
at Aberdeen.
Never offered the Rangers job.
In those weeks,
he might as well have gone and said, I don't want to replace Zinedine Zidane at Real Madrid.
Andrew, you're splitting hairs, mate, because the Don supporters together, Chairman Scott Barclay, is saying the same thing I'm saying to you right now. That
that's his personal opinion.
I'm pointing that out to you because I've got the same opinion. Derek McInnes, for the past 6 weeks, had never at any point in that time did he say categorically, I do not want the Rangers job. that I'm happy here at Aberdeen.
He did actually say that he was happy at Aberdeen. We're going to have to leave it there because we've still got the game.
There is one final question. Ewan, will you be leaving Twitter as you said?
As far as I'm concerned, this is the big question.
I'll leave Twitter. Andrew unblocks me.